Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme, all wrapped up in a bale of hay, in a country I could say was near, you could say was far, far away, there was a beautiful village. Many children lived in this village, and these many children played many a game. The children played games that they already knew, but they also created new ones. Two of these children were a brother and a sister. The little girl was called Pamuk, and the little boy was called Toprak. The two siblings were very good at games, and they knew almost all of them. One day, a new family moved to the village. The new family had a son called Sudi. Sudi quickly became friends with all the children in the village, but he was a bit jealous of Pamuk and Toprak because they knew so many games. In the other places where he had lived, Sudi had always known the most games, so he really wanted the two children to leave the village. One day, he had an idea. "I found a new game," he told the siblings. "I hid 7 gourds in the forest. Let's see if you can find them." Pamuk asked, "Okay, but how will we know where they are?" Sudi answered, "That's easy. When you get near a gourd, I will say hot. When you're far away from one, I will say cold." The siblings eagerly went into the forest with Sudi. Whenever they approached or were far away from a gourd, Sudi called out hot or cold, just like he had said. So they found 6 gourds, but try as they may, they could not find the 7th. In the end, Sudi said, "I will give you a clue." He pointed to a garden past a far-off hill. He said, "That's where I hid the last gourd. I don't really want to go all the way there now. You two should go find it yourselves." They had already traveled far from their village while they were tracking down the gourds, and it would take quite a long time to get to the garden beyond the hill. Rattle, 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 rattle. Sudi saw that the brother and sister had some doubts and guessed what they were thinking. "Don't worry, I'm going to hang the gourds we found on the trees. When the wind blows, the gourds will rattle, and that's how you'll find your way home." So Sudi tied a gourd to a tree, and when he pushed it with his hand, it made a rattling noise. "Okay," said the siblings eagerly. Then the two set off merrily to find the last gourd. Rattle, 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 rattle. It started to get very late, and it was so dark the children could not see anything. Not only that, but they had looked all over the garden, and there was not a gourd in sight. "Never mind," said Toprak. "Let's listen for the gourds in the tree. The rattling will guide us back home." But they were in for a bad surprise. They heard a rattle, but from where? From left, from right, from here, from there? It turns out that Sudi had tied gourds to all the trees in the forest, because he did not want Pamuk and Toprak to come back to the village. The siblings were terrified. "Rattle, rattle, gourdling, come and find us, sootling," the children sang, trying to call out to Sudi. But alas, no one came and no one went. After a while, they changed their tune. "Rattle, rattle, gourdling, you have tricked us, sootling." The children walked arm in arm, hoping that they would hear a different noise. They walked almost all through the night. By morning, they reached a crossroads. Further down one road, they could hear dogs barking. Down the other, they could hear hens clucking. Toprak asked, "Which road should we take, sister?" Pamuk thought about it and answered, "If we go down the one with dogs, we could get bit. Let's take the one with the hens." "While Pamuk and Toprak take the road with the hens, let me tell you something. Had they taken the one with dogs, they would have made their way home." Now back to the siblings. They walked down the road they had picked and eventually made it to a house with smoke billowing out of the chimney. They knocked on the door. Knock, knock, knock. The door was opened by a girl as beautiful as the month of May. She offered the children some freshly baked pastries. The children told her about everything they had been through. They asked the girl, "Will you take us back to our village?" "I would love to," answered the beautiful girl, "but I'm afraid I can't."
"But why not?"
cried the children in unison. "I cannot go outside because I don't have a shadow."
"You don't have a shadow?"
"No, I don't. I can't walk beneath the sun without my shadow. A witch in the forest asked for my beauty. When I refused to give it to her, she stole my shadow. I can only get it back if I give her my beauty."
"But how will that happen?" asked Toprak.
"The witch comes every night to offer a trade. If you wait a while, you can see the witch too." The siblings had an idea. They were going to steal this beautiful girl's shadow back from the witch. "Bring us all the lamps, candles, and anything else that sheds light."
The girl did as she was asked. As night fell, soon before the sun set, the witch really did come to the house. As the witch walked, she was followed by two shadows. One looked just like the witch. The other walked a little slower, a few paces behind. The children understood that this was the beautiful girl's shadow. The witch called out from outside the house, "Beautiful girl, have you made your choice?" "Yes, I have," said the beautiful girl. "Come talk with me in the garden." The witch and her shadow walked eagerly to the garden. The girl's shadow walked more slowly and more sadly after them. Just then, Pamuk and Toprak lit the lamps and candles they had gathered. The garden lit up like it was midday. The shadows, which had suddenly been thrust into light, both ran away. But where to? One went to the beautiful girl, its rightful owner. The other ran far away, having grown tired of the evil witch and all the bad things she had done. The witch ran after her shadow and forgot about the girl and her beauty. The beautiful girl said to the siblings, "Thank you kindly. Now I can take you back to your village." So they set off. They were walking down the road where they had heard dogs barking. They were no more than halfway down the road when they saw something very strange. Sooty was looking all over for the siblings. He was singing a song. "Rattle, rattle, gourdlings, come out, little siblings." It turns out that Sooty realized that he had been wrong to trick the siblings and was very sorry. So he had set out to find them. He was overjoyed to see the siblings and their new friend. The three children invited the beautiful girl to join them in their village. While they went their merry way, three gourds fell from the sky. One fell on the head of the witch, one on the witch's shadow, and one fell on my head. The gourd told me this story, and I told it to you just so.